Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Vav. We left off in daf Lamed Hem and Bey. We read yesterday, as we pointed out, one of the most important halacha lemaisa mishnayos in all of Shas, where the Mishnah goes through all of the things that of Ovdei Kochavim that are aser ba'achila, but not aser ba'hana'a. Included on the list of things that we discussed yesterday in the Gemara was the chalav and the pas. Now we're up to the next item on the list, which is shemen. Shemen shalahen, the oil of Ovdei Kochavim. Obviously, chalav and pas have much more halacha lemaisa ramifications, because as the Mishnah itself said, that Rebbe Beis Dino Hitiru HaShemen, that Rebbe and his Beis Din came along and were Matir the Shemen. But let's see what the Gemara has to say about how that exactly happened, that Shemen, what the original Gezeira was, and how it was undone. So Shemen Shalahem, Shemen, Rav Amar Daniel Gazar Alav. Rav says this was a Gezeira from Daniel, so it's a very old Gezeira. Shmuel Amar Zlifason Shalkelim Temeim Osartan. And Shmuel says, no, it's the fact that they stay, the tam of kelim tameim asers the shemen, meaning since the shemen is kept by the Ovdei Kochavim in kelim tameim, so the blios inside those kelim make the shemen that's in the kelim tame. If you look at Rashi's lifasan pleitasan shapoltenu mazin shamnunis iser shabalu, Rashi's describing pleitas tam, where the blios, that the blios come out, and that's going to aser it. That's going to go and make them tame, which would thereby aser it. Tosus points out that it's unusual that zlifa normally means pouring. It normally does not mean that a tam is exudes from the kelim. So it's a little bit unusual that's what it would mean in this situation. But either way, the Gemara is going to reject it anyway. The Gemara says, wait a second, that zlifasan shel kelim temeim is gonna make it aser. Atu kuli alma ochli taros ninhu. What, do you think every person in the world, every Jew, eats taharos only, doesn't eat tameh foods? There are certain people that are big chassidim that eat only al taharos hatrum, al taharos hakodesh, whatever it might be. But who eats, but is it something that's so common that all shemen is also to all Jews? Because it might be tameh? Who cares that it might be tameh? Ella, rather, what Shmuel really meant to say is lifasan shel kelim asurin osartan, that there are kelim that are asur, kelim that are blios of iser, and the zlifos, the blios rather, of those kelim that are asur, goes into the shemen, and therefore the shemen has tam of iser. So Amrle Shmuel Rav. So Shmuel says to Rav, Bishlam l'didi dami nazlifasan shel kelim asurin osartan. According to me, it works out really well that I hold it's about tam, that there's tam of iser in the kelim, and that's what's going to go in aser the shemen. Hainu d'chias Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta va'amar darish Rav Simla ibn Etzivin shemen Rabbi Yehuda Beis Dino nimnu alav yitiruhu. Then it makes plenty of sense that Rabbi Yehuda and his Beis Din could come along and be matir the shemen. Then that would work. That would make plenty of sense. Kasavar nosin tam of gam mutter, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that nosin tam of gam is mutter. Meaning, generally speaking, the assumption is that if a blia has remained inside a kli, in the walls of the kli, not talking about actual food, just a blia in the walls of a kli for more than 24 hours, so we assume at that point it's a tam pagum. And if you cook in that kli after 24 hours, it is only a tam pagum that comes out from that kli into your food. And no same tam of gam, Rabbi Yehuda holds his mutter. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that don't worry about the shemen that you get from an akum, because even if it was kept in a kli and was cooked in a kli that had blios of iser, but a stam kli is eino ben yomo, a regular average kli we assume hasn't been used within the last 24 hours. Memela, any tam that came from those kelim was tam pagum. Tam pagum doesn't have the koach to go and aser the shemen that's inside of it. So Shmuel says, according to me, that the whole reason was about the blios, so there's good reason to go and be matir the blios, because nosin tam of gam is mutter. El didach, but according to you, Darmat Daniel Gazar Alav, who says that it was a gzeira of Daniel, not about any real iser that's in the shemen. It was a gzeira for whatever reason, let's say Mishum Chasmus or something like that. For whatever reason, Daniel wanted to make a gzeira that you're not allowed to have their shemen. Well, Daniel Gazar Vasar Bida Nasi Mevatalei. Daniel can make a gzeira, and Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi has the ability to come and be mevatel such a gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi has that kind of power to be mevatel in the early gzeira of Daniel. Vatanan Ein Bezin Yachal Vatel. mevatel divrei beis din chaverim kein gadol imenu b'chacham minyan. The halacha is that a beis din cannot be mevatel divrei beis din the gzeros of a previous beis din unless the latter beis din is gadol b'chacham minyan, unless they're greater than the original beis din, both in wisdom and in numbers. So how can you say that Daniel went ahead and made a gzera and then Rabbi Danasi came along and was mevatel the gzera? By what authority was he able to be mevatel the gzera? He certainly didn't have a beis din that was gadol b'chacham b'minyan from the beis din of Daniel. So Amrlei Simlai Luda'a Ka'amrit. He says, what? You bring me a raya from the statement of Rabbi Simlai, Simlai Luda'a, the Simlai from Lud, Shiny Luda'i de Mezalzalu. You don't have to listen to those guys because they're Mezalzal and Dinim de Rabbanan. So whatever he taught you about the laws of Gzeros and who can and who can't be Mevatalit, that which you're quoting from Rabbi Simlai, I'm unimpressed because what it says from Simlai is because they're not. They don't pay proper respect to dinim derabbanan. So Amrlei Ashlechle. He said, "Really? Should I send him a letter telling him you just said that? That you just said that about him? That he's mezalzel and dinim derabbanan?" So ichsif. So he became embarrassed. A little bit difficult. What exactly is the exchange over there? That you know, what was the. What was the question? What was the answer over here, other than just insulting other people? But a couple of issues over here. So we said that Shem and Rabbi Yehuda and his Beis Din were Matir. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskul B'Shlama, and the Tshuvos HaRamah in Simin Nundal, they discuss Shem and Zayis that they wanted to Aser because they're Machlikin HaChavios B'Shuman Chazir K'dei L'Amido B'Chavios Shal Eitz. That what they would sometimes do is that they would smooth out the barrels with fat of a pig in order to keep the oil in wooden barrels without ruining the oil. They would line the barrel with fat of a pig. So the Ramah brings several rayos that you don't have to be choshish for that it's not a problem. And he says, even though Shemen Atzma Kodem Shana Samashka in Lachosh Lirav Shuman, even though Shemen, before it actually becomes Shemen, you don't have to worry that they're mixing in any other things, because the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Mati the Shemen, so you don't have to worry about ingredients of Shemen. Shemen, we assume, is a generally pure ingredient. So he says, obviously, what Rabbi Yehuda Anasi meant to say is that not only do you not have to worry about whatever reasons they had behind the Gzeira, apparently you didn't have to worry about treif ingredients either. The treif ingredients was not a problem, and that seems pretty clear in Tosfos as well. They don't have to worry about treif ingredients. So the Ramah says, so from the fact that they were matirit, so we see that we're not choshish for any taroves inside the shemen, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda who's matir the shemen, and he says kolshkei b'shumen chazir devade ma'us upagum. He says, what are you worried about? The chazir shmalz that they're lining the barrels with, it's disgusting, and it's therefore definitely nosin tam of gan, and therefore it's mutter. Unbelievable. Can you imagine such a shayla coming up nowadays where they actually line it with actual chazer shmaltz? The barrels that they're kept are lined with actual be'en chazer shmaltz. And the Ramah says, yeah, I don't see what there's to be concerned about. It's tam pagum. It's not gonna give any positive tam anyway. Puk chazimay amadavar. Go take a look. Everyone's mekel with this thing. Everyone's matir. Everyone drinks shemen of the kochavim. Unbelievable. Now, there are chulkim on the Ramah, but that's what the Ramah writes in a tshuva. Now, Tosos quotes from the Yerushalmi that Shmuel was Mekabel, the heter of Rebbe, that Rabbi Yehuda Beis Dino were Matya the Shemen, and therefore Shmuel ate the Shemen, but the Tos Dibra Maskel Asher, he points this out, but Rav would not eat the Shemen. So Shmuel said to Rav, eat it. Or you either eat it or I'm going to accuse you of being a Zakin Mamre, Shmuel says to Rav. So it's interesting. So even though it's mutter to be machmir on yourself, there are certain situations, this is one of the limitations of a chumrah. When something has been a previous chashash, that has been widely accepted in all of Klal Yisrael, and it's a gzeira that's already been, that they've been matir, so then it's usur apparently to be machmir. Meaning Shmuel says to Rav, you're not allowed to be machmir. If you're machmir, you're zakin mamre. In most areas of halacha, we assume if an adam gadol wants to be machmir al atzmo, so he has every right to be machmir on himself. But here you have a situation where he wanted to be machmir just on himself, and he wasn't permitted to be machmir on himself. Also, the fact that Shmuel used the term Zakei Mamre is interesting. There's no Sanhedrin sitting in Lishchas Hagazis, and he still refers to him as a Zakei Mamre. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamre, Perikim Alach Ches, that Zakei Mamre is only when there's a Beis Din in Lishchas Hagazis. So you have to either say that it didn't really mean Zakei Mamre, meaning that even though there's no din of Zakin Mamre Bismanazeh, you're allowed to call somebody Zakin Mamre when he does Zakin Mamre type of things, and that's what Shmuel was telling Rav. Not that he's actually a Zakin Mamre, but that he's doing Zakin Mamre type of things. And he explains in Shar Mitzvah and Balacha, based on the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Tav Tzadi Vav, that Zakin Mamre includes two separate inyanim. Number one, Hamamra al pi Bezin Agad l'Blishchas Hagazis, v'zeh einu negeh bismanazeh. Number one is when you're Mamre against the Bezin and the Lishchas Hagazis, which obviously is not Nogea nowadays. And number two, he says, Hamamre divrei chachamenu akadmonim ugodoleinu b'chachmas haTorah v'shavtenu shebedoreinu. Someone who goes against the widely accepted opinions of the previous generations, the widely accepted opinions of the Gedolim and the Poskim of his generation, and that's Nogea b'kol makum b'kol zman. That applies everywhere at every time. And therefore, not that he has the actual status and the halach of a Zakin Mamre, but he has a little bit of the inyan of a Zakin Mamre. If he's going to go against the Beis Din of Rabbi Yehuda that was Matir the Shemin, and Rav wants to still keep it Aser, that's a little bit of an inyan of a Zakin Mamre. Okay, what if you have, so we said that a Beis Din cannot be mivatel divrei Beis Din chaveiro elam kein gadol b'chachma b'minyan. The Rambam writes that's even if there was a gezeira made where the tam no longer applies, where the reason for the gezeira no longer applies, you're still not allowed to uproot the gezeira unless it was gadol b'chachma b'minyan. Rav Shechter points out in Eretz HaTzvi from, I think in the name of the Rav, that you do find certain gezeiros that they apparently, as soon as the reason stopped applying, they stopped doing. There's a Tosfos Maseches Beitza, I think, that says that nowadays we're allowed to clap and dance on Shabbos because we don't have to worry about Shemi Yisakin Kli Shir. The whole reason they answered clapping and dancing on Shabbos is that they were afraid that maybe you're going to want musical accompaniment and you're going to find that your musical instrument is broken, so you're going to fix it. You're going to be Yisakin Kli Shir. You're going to fix the musical instrument. So Tosfos says, yeah, but nowadays you need a professional to fix it. None of us really know how to fix our musical instruments anyway, and therefore there's no reason to make such a gzeira. Maybe the gzeira falls away. So, and there are several examples where there are rishonim that say, yeah, don't worry about that gzeira because the reason doesn't apply anymore. What do you do with this statement that's paskin halacha, that you're not allowed to be mvatel divrei Beis Din chaveiro elam kein gadol menu b'chachma minyan? So Shechter points out that you have to look carefully at the wording of the original gzeira. If the wording of the original gzeira was stam, straight, just a gzeira, so then you're not allowed to be mvat unless you have beis din gadol b'chacham b'minyan. Sometimes they made a gzeira without giving reasons, like we learned in yesterday's daf. Sometimes they purposely made gzeiros without giving reasons. They didn't want people to start making cheshbonos on the reasons. Oh, well, I don't think that reason applies to me. They didn't want any such cheshbonos. So sometimes they purposely made gzeiros without giving reasons. Other times, though, when you look at the gzeira included in the Lashon HaGzeira is the reason for the Gzeira. Gzeira of not dancing and clapping on Shabbos is a Gzeira Shem Yisakin Kli Shir. That the original Gzeira was Gzeira Shem Yisakin Kli Shir. When they put the reason into the actual text and Lashon of the Gzeira, then that's an indication that the reason is critical to the Gzeira, and that if the reason doesn't apply, then the Gzeira won't apply either. So then you're not going to need a Beis Din that's Gadol B'Chachma Minyan to uproot such a Gzeira. Now, what the Gemara seems to imply with this phrase Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan is that there are two qualities that we look for in determining the greatness of a Beis Din. And the Chara, it's not only about being Mevatel earlier Gzeiros, but in general, you want to know which is a good Beis Din, you want to look for two things. You want to look for Gadlus B'Chachma and Gadlus B'Minyan. So what does it mean, Gadlus B'Minyan? A Beis Din, there's this X amount, no one's going to have more than Sanhedrin HaGadol, 71 judges, or 70, according to Shitz Rabbi Yehuda, Machlokas in the first mission Sanhedrin. No one's going to have more than that amount of judges in any Sanhedrin. So what does it mean, Gadol B'Chachma Minyan? Where are you going to have a greater Minyan than that? So several Rishonim say, no, Minyan doesn't mean the number of judges actually on the Beis Din, it means influence. How wide their influence spreads. So if their influence spreads very widely, that's Gadol B'Minyan. So the question then becomes, which is more valuable? Let's say you have one basin that's called the Bukhakl. So in terms of being Mevatel in earlier Xeri, you obviously need both. So it doesn't matter which is more valuable. You need Gadol Bukhakhmo Beminion. But Dagos Sashri writes in the first parak, let's say you have someone who's Gadol Mechaver Bukhakhma and the other one is Gadol Beminion. So which one do you follow? Is the Gadol Beminion greater or the Gadol Bechachma? So he says, we go Basa, the Gadol Beminion. The one who's greater Beminion, the one who has wider influence, is considered to be the greater one. And the clear raya to that, Shara Ephraim points out, and Simon, you're the clear raya to that, when you have Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Halachik Beis Hillel. Why? Beis Hillel was Rov Minion. Beis Hillel had many more Talmidim than the Beis Shammai had. They had much wider influence than the Beis Shammai. But the Gemara explicitly says, Yivamos Yudalid, Beis Shammai was Mechadidi Tvei. They were sharper, they were smarter. So they were Gadol B'chachma. But we pass like Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel had the wider influence. So apparently that's going to be the determinant more so than the Gadlus, than the Gadlus B'chachma is the influence, the Gadlus B'minion. Fine. So let's see the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav. Imhem lo darshu anan lo darshinan. So Rav says, wait a second. If you don't like my idea that it was Daniel that was gozer, and you want a taina that it was a later generation, that it was because of zlifas and shalkelim, it was because of the tuma the non kosher taste in the kelim. So Rav says, even if earlier generation, if Rabbi Yehuda Anasi didn't darshin the pasuk to understand that Daniel was gozer, and he held that it was some other bezdin, some later bezdin that was gozer. There, but we can darshan the pasuk where it's very clear that in the times of Daniel it was already usher. Meaning, just look at the pasukim. You don't want to accept my mesora that Daniel made this gzeira, but look at the pasukim yourself. It seems very clear that Daniel made the gzeira. Vaksiv, the pasuk says, "Vayosim Daniel alibo asher lo yisgael bi pasbag hamelech." Uviyein Mishtav, that Daniel says that he doesn't want to be contaminated by the bread of the king or by the wine of his drinks. So Bishtei Mishtav Sakaz Medaber. Apparently, he's talking about two types of drinks. Mishtav, right? So it says Echad Mishta Yain veEchad Mishta Shemen. Doesn't that mean to indicate that both Mishta Yain, both Yain from the Akum as well as Shemen from the Akum, they're both going to be Aser? So you see that it's that within the times of Daniel there was already an Isra and Shemen. So Rav Savar, so what are they arguing about in the Pasuk? Obviously Shmuel read the Pasuk, so they're arguing about how to read the Pasuk. Rav Savar, Al Libosam Ulikol Yisrael Hora, that Rav says that yes, he put this on his own heart as something he was mekabel on himself, and he also paskined it for the rest of Klal Yisrael. And therefore you see from there that already Daniel made the gzeira against Shemen. But Shmuel Savar, Alibosam Ulikol Yisrael Lohora, that yes, he put it on his own heart, it was something that he accepted for himself, but he did not paskin it for all of Klal Yisrael. He never paskin this as something for all of Klal Yisrael. In the Shor Mitzvah Ba'alachavir, he quotes that the Bechor Shor asks that according to Rav, that holds that Yain and Shemen were gzerus of Daniel, so he says, we find after the times of Daniel that Koresh gave Yain and Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Pasuk says in Ezra, Ad Chamar Basin Me'a Vad Basin Mashach Me'a. So you see, Chamar is wine and Mashach is oil, and the Gemara Menachah says that you're only allowed to use in the Beis HaMikdash things that are Mutzal Yisrael, things that are kosher. Things that are kosher for a Jewish person to drink. So if you assume that the Gezerah dates back to Daniel, well then how did the Jewish people accept from Koresh to take the wine and the Shemen, which is Aser? So he says, "An Ein Lomar, don't tell me that Lohik Rivu Alo Kiblu, that they didn't really accept it, he just tried to give it, because it sounded like they did take it. If you look at the Pesukim, it sounds like they did take it." So Borchar Shah says that Rav and Shmuel are Lishitasam in Meseches Gittin, very fascinating teretz. He says, Meseches Gittin Daf Pei, when it comes to Get Shenichtav Shalol L'Shem HaMelech, that if a get was written, not l'shem hamelech, not by the king's dates. So according to Rav, you can't be megarish with such a get, because we're choshesh for shlom malchus. And according to Shmuel, that even the chachila, you're allowed to have such a get. We don't have to worry about shlom malchus. We don't have to worry that the king's going to get insulted, that he didn't get a shout out in your get. Right? But according to Rav, we are worried about such a thing. So according to Rav, there's a general chashash of shlom malchus, which allows us to be mekabel certain things that maybe even otherwise we wouldn't be mekabel. So Bechor Shar says it's Rav Lishitaso. Rav, who holds that the Gezeira dates back to Daniel, will say yes, even in the times of Koresh, we might still take Shemen from Koresh because Shlom Malchus is a legitimate concern and will allow us to be mekel on that din de Rabbanon. Mm-hmm. For the sake of Shlom Malchus, Daniel Mistama wasn't gozer, b'makom Shlom Malchus. But according to Shmuel, that Shlom Malchus isn't a concern in halacha. So according to Shmuel, he can't say Daniel was gozer. It has to be a later generation. Otherwise, we never would have taken from Koresh in the first place. A very fascinating answer. So says the Gemara of Vayter, v'shemen Daniel gozer. Do you want a taina that Daniel was gozer on the shemen? V'amar bali avim inosam shmei derav piton ushmanan v'yeinon uvenosein kulan mishmanas davarhein. That on the list of the 18 gzeros that were passed from the Talmidim of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that are listed at the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, where it tells us that there was one day in the Beis Medrash where the Talmid Beis Shammai looked around the Beis Medrash and they saw that there must have been some sort of stomach virus going around amongst the Talmidei Beis Hillel because there were more students of the Beis Shammai in the Beis Medrash that day than there were of the Beis Hillel. So he said, quick, let's take some votes. So they voted on 18 things and they passed 18 gzeros because the Talmidim of Beis Shammai were able to outnumber the Talmidim of the Beis Hillel. So amongst those 18 gzeros were Pasakum, Sheminakum, Yayinakum, and Benosayan. So how can you say that it was a gzera all the way back to Daniel? You see that it was from Talmidim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel much later. And if you want to tell me, well, Daniel originally went to be gozer, but it wasn't widely accepted. And then the Talmidim of Hillel and Shammai were gozer, and it became widely accepted in Cain, Maya Saduse Derav. So what's Rav telling us? By telling us that Daniel was gozer. If you look at Rashi, Maya Saduse Derav, Damar did Daniel gozer love, given the Dari lo kabil minei, lav gzerihi. The gzera is totally invalid. If it wasn't accepted by his generation, then it's not a gzera at all. So what would be the chiddush or the value in telling me that Daniel failed, that he tried to make a Zera, and it just completely failed. If it ain't Rav Zibri Chol Lamadba, so that's beyond the rights of the Rabbanan to impose such a Zera that the Tzibor of his generation is not ready to be omed in such a Zera. And Tosos Zibra Maskel Vatanan, he writes that because it's low pasha, that alone is not enough to be matir. If it hasn't been widely accepted, it would not be enough to be matir. There's two different things. There's low pasha tisuro, and there's ein rova tibur yecholun lamodba. And he thinks Rashi might be confusing these two things. Those are two totally different things. Lo pasha tisuro means tibur could have done it, they just didn't. They, for whatever reason, it never gained wide popularity, but it wasn't something that was beyond the ability of the tzibur to do. Ein rov tzibur kol lamba means where the tzibur was holding, they didn't have the ability to do it. So he says, when it's low pashat, without ein rov tzibur kol lamba, so even a bezin katan can be mevata l'gzera, but the gzera does still take hold. And that's the difference. So that's the two ideas, the two categories. But so Frak the Gemara, what's the edus, the big edus of Rav over here, if it was only the Talmidim Hashem of Hillel that made the Gzera binding? Ella Daniel Gazar Lav Beir Va'asuin of Gazar Avilu Basada. Now what happened over here is that Daniel was Gozer in the city, and then the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel came where Gozer, not only should the Gzera apply in the city, even out in the field. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Heichimasi the Mishra Takanta, the Talmide Shammai Vehillel. How could Rabbi Yehuda Anasi come along and be Matir Takana of the Talmidim of Shammai Vehillel? Meaning, just like we have a problem with Rabbi Yehuda Anasi coming and be Matir Gzera of Daniel, we have the same problem if he's being Matir Gzera of Shammai Vehillel. Shammai Vehillel were also an earlier generation than him. We know that a Bezin cannot be Mevatel an earlier Bezin's Takana or Gzera unless it's Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan. And besides that, even if he was Gadol B'Chachma B'Minyan, one of the exceptions, you're never allowed to be Mevatel one of the Shmona Sodavar. One of the 18 gzeros. Sha'afilu yavo Eliyahu Beis Dino ain't shomen lo. Even if Eliyahu Navi were to come with his Beis Din, we wouldn't listen to him to be mivatel the Yurchas Davar. Now, Mestam of the Beis Din of Eliyahu Navi is gadol both b'chachma u'b'minyan from the Beis Din of Shammai v'Hillel, right? It's gadol b'chachma Eliyahu Navi is way before Shammai and Hillel, and gadol b'minyan Eliyahu Navi's influence is going to be throughout all of Klal Yisrael.
Why
are
we
Yes, I think that we generally assume the godless works based on Yerida
Sederis.
Right, and that's true.
I don't know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah, okay, but the Gemara clearly assumes that. The Gemara says that, Filu Elio Anavi, implying that even if it is Gadol B'chach B'minyan, we wouldn't listen to him.
Or do they hold by Minyan over
Chachma? No, that's, no one holds that. That's only when you're...
When
you're just deciding which basin is more authoritative, but it's not talking about being mevatel in earlier basin. So Amar of Masharshia, Matam Hol Pasha Disura Brov Yisrael Shemen Lo Pasha Disura Brov Yisrael. He says, no. What's the reason that these Yudchas Davar you can't go against them? Because they're Pasha Disura Brov Yisrael. But guess what? Shemen was never Pasha Disura Brov Yisrael. It was never something that was widely accepted. And that's why, according to the Shar Mitzvot Balacha, your quotes from the Chuvus Ar Gadol, that's why Heter Meir Rabbanim works on the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom. You know, there's Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom that you're not allowed to marry two wives. It's a question whether Sfardim are bound by this, because the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom was only at Sofa Elef. So it's a machlok, is what he meant by at Sofa Elef, until the end of that millennium, which would have been over a long, long, long time ago, or 1,000 years after Rabbeinu Gershom lived, which also is over already. So at Sofa Elef means one or the other. The Ashkenazim were knowing to observe it. Sfardim weren't knowing to observe it. So he says, why are we able to be matir cherim Rabbeinu Gershom? What about Gadol B'chachma Minyan? Lo Pashat Yisura B'Rav Yisrael. That it wasn't something that was nispashet throughout all of Kal Yisrael, and therefore they made the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashbam, made a takana to be matir based on Meir Rabbanim from Gimel Aratzos to be matir that cherim, as opposed to cherim that Rabbeinu Gershom was made not to be megarish bal karcho. You never hear that we can't zeh pashul yisur barov mekamos. That was pashul yisur. We can't be mevatel that, which is interesting because one would think that. Maybe why don't we do, instead of doing a hetamei rabbanim to allow a guy to marry his second wife without giving a get, why don't we do a hetamei rabbanim to let him give a get to a shliach, bal karcha, throw it at her and give the get that way, bal karcha. No, because that chirim to Rabbeinu Gershom, he says, that we can't be mevatel, because that was pashtu yisur of Rabbi Yisrael. Rav Shechter points out that a lot of the chirim to Rabbeinu Gershom's are not really ideas that Rabbeinu Gershom came up with on his own. Very often, Cherim Rabbeinu Gershom were things that are really usher, often midoraisa, and Rabbeinu Gershom just patith to it, and he attached a Cherim to it, which is a curse that a person should die. For instance, before Rabbeinu Gershom came along, I can go into my neighbor's mailbox, open up all the mail and read it, and read all of his private correspondences. I could hack into his email account, and of course not. Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't misakin a new chachma that you're not allowed to go and read someone's, hack into someone's email account. Rabbeinu Gershom was just patith to it, that if you do that, you have a cherim, a curse that a person should die. Being megari shenisha bal karcha, to go and give a wife a get when she's not interested in getting divorced, without working things out and discussing and figuring out a way that everyone could be somewhat satisfied, That's not common sense. No, of course, he says it's about the haftal recha kamocha. You can't do something terrible to a person. But the Rabbeinu Gershom came and attached teeth to it. So that, I don't know. That, Mestama, it was Rabbeinu Gershom's own addition. Mestama, that was. Okay, so says the Gemara, Da Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yashar Rabbi Seinu, Batkal, Shemen, Shlo Pashto Yisur, Barov Yisrael. Rabbi Seinu sat there and they realized that Shemen was not a widely accepted Isser. V'samchu Rabbi Seinu, Adiv Rabbi Shem Gamliel, V'adiv Rabbi Tzadik, Shayu Omrim, Ein Gozen Gzeir Al Tzibra, Alim Kein Rav Tzibra, Yuchal Lamed Ba. And they were Samich on that, which it says that you can't make a Gzeir on the Tzibra unless the Tzibra is able to be Omid Ba. Da Amar Rav Adiv Bar Abba, Maikra, what's the pasuk that indicates as such? The pasuk says, "Bameira atem ne'arim v'osi atem kovim hagoy kulo." So, iikal goy kulo in ilolo. That if the goy kulo, if all of Klal Yisrael is in on it, if all of Klal Yisrael is willing to accept it, then it's going to be a viable gezera that's going to be widely accepted. Otherwise, forget it. It's not going to be a widely accepted viable gezera. Now, the Ritva says in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah that you see from here that when they make a cherim in the Beis HaKnesses, that if Rov of the Sibur is chayiv, then the others have to be mekabel in them as well. And if Rov of the Sibur is not chayiv, if it's not something that Rov of the Sibur is able to accept, then no one is bound by it at all. Meaning this is something that even has significance in contemporary times. That if they make specific takanos, it used to be when they had more... more of a community type of setting where there was a rav of a community and there were communal standards and communal minhagim, so they would make certain gzeros within a community. So those gzeros would have the same status as a regular din d'rabbanan, tell you whether it's rav tzibur yichal lamadbo or not. That was always a big issue. Sometimes later generations within a community wanted to change some of the haskamos and takanos that were made in that community. They were not about halacha, they were just haskamos and takanos that were made in that community about how much you have to, you know, paying for certain things in the community and about, you know, whatever it might be, who could daven for an amud or things like that. Haskamos and takanos that they made in that community. So it gets involved in this sugya. Okay. Gufa, Amr Bali Amar Vimi Nasa Mishmei Derav, Pita Nushmanan Yenan Bnosein, Kula Mishmana Asa Davarhein, that the bread, the wine, the oil, and the daughters of the Kachavim, that's all included in the Gzeira of in the Yudchas Davar, in the 18 things that they made a Gzeira against. Bnosein Mahis, what do you mean? Their daughters? So what's that about? Amr of Nachman Yitzchak Gazral Bnosein Nidos Mary Sosan. No, that means obviously you're not allowed to marry the daughters of Avdei Chachamim even before Shammai and Hillel came along and the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel came along. It means that they made a gezeira that even the youngest of ages, the Bnos of Avdei Chachamim have a status of a Nida. We treat them as if they're Tamei Nida, even though we know they obviously can't be a Nida when they're still in their cribs. We give them that Tumah status. It's a gezeira. Now Midaraisa, even when they're adults, they wouldn't have that tumah status, but we make a gzeira that they all have that tumah status of anida, even when they're very young. Ugnit, yeah.
So pilagish is always necessary.
I don't know. Maybe this gzeira was after they stopped with pilagish already. So that's a question. Let's say if there were gozer that they, that's a good question. So what about their what about a pilagesh? Would a pilagesh have an automatic nida status? It's a question. Whenever you make such a gzeira, does that mean that you treat it like a nida in the sense that, okay, so let them go to the mikvah, let them count nikiyim or whatever, and then they won't be a nida anymore? Or do you say no? They might not be a nida, but they're still a kuti, right, and they're still an akum, and the gzeira is, that's the big shaila when it comes to the kotel. When it comes to the harbayis, rather, so the Chazal word goes there that we can't, that an amaretz has a din of a zav, and a zav is not allowed to go on the harbayis. So an amaretz has a din of a zav. So what many people say, okay, no big deal, go to a mikvah, you're not going to be a zav, and then you can go on harbayis. So it's the same issue. We go to a mikvah, so we're not going to be a zav anymore, but we'll still be an amaretz. So the question is, does that gezeira still apply? So that's a major discussion in the Akronim. Maybe we'll be telling this over here as well. I don't know, I didn't think about that. So anyway, so that's what the gezeira was, that there were goes there, that the girls, even from a very young age, have tumas nida. Ugeneva mishmei derav amar kula mishum avodas kachavim gazruben. All these gezeiras relate to avodah zara. The chiyas ravacha baradam rav yitzchak gazra al pitam mishum shmanan. They made a gezeira on the bread, lest you come to have their oil. My ulmei deshemen mi pas. What do you mean? Gezeira on the bread, lest you come to have the oil? Why would I think oil is a stronger gezeira than pas in the first place, that one is on account of the other? Ela al pitam mishmanan mishum yenan. Rather, they made the gezeira on the bread and the oil because of the yayin. Val yenan mishum benoseihen, and the wine because of their daughters. Val benoseihen mishum davar acher, and the daughters because of avodah zara. And they made a gzeira on davar acher because of davar acher. The Gemara will explain exactly what that's about. We're being very cryptic over here. But Osein daraisi, frankly, Gemara gzeira. What are you talking about? But Osein is an issur daraisa to marry their daughters. Dichsiv los ischatin bam. So answers Gemara daraisa zayinumos of the shav dichavim lo. That Mida Oraisa, it's only us to marry the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Yisrael before we came in there. That's the issue of Los Eschatim Bam. But all other of the Chavim, no problem. V'asu inu v'gaz rafil d'shar of the Chavim. Unbelievable. And it was only Gzera D'Rabana not to marry other non-Jews. According to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who darshens the Pasuk to include not just the seven nations, but anyone who's going to turn you away from Judaism, so then Ma'ika L'Meimar, then what's this gezeira about when it comes to the daughters? Eluda oraisa ishus derechasnus va'asu inhu gazer afilu derechznus mida oraisa only ishus in a chasnus kind of way derech as if you're getting married, that would be aser. But they came and they were gozer even derechznus. So frankly, Gemara is znus nami beis dino shel shem gazu dechsev ayomer Yehuda hotziu avetisarev. In znus also must have been an earlier gezeira for already from the times of the Basin of Shame, because Yehuda says about Tamar, take her out and let her be burnt burnt at the stake. What's the problem with, why should she burnt at the stake? What did she do wrong? Right? So Elamai, that Derek Znus was also as well. Elada Raisa Ovid Chavma Baal Bas Yisrael Dimashka Basrei. Mida Raisa, if a male non-Jew and a Bas Yisrael was the problem, because she's going to end up following his way of life. Aval Yisrael Habal Avad Zchavim Lo. But if it's a male Jew and a female non-Jew, it was not a problem. Midor Raisa Va'asu in Hu Gazra Fil Yisrael Habal Avad Zchavim. And they came along and they were gozer that even Yisrael Habal Avad Zchavim was also a problem. Frekta Gemara Yisrael Habal Avad Zchavim Alach L'Moshe Misinai. Wait a second, that's not just a gezera. That's Alach L'Moshe Misinai when it's a male Jew and a female Avad Zchavim. Damar Mara Habal Aramis Kanan Pogimbo, because we know that the halacha is if someone was bowling a ramis, you know, from Pilchas, Kanoim Pogimbo, anyone could get up and go and kill the person for being bowling a ramis. So anyone who wants to be Mekane for Dvar Hashem, so what do you mean? He's allowed to go and punish them. Like Zimri Cosby, that whole Maisa. So don't tell me that it's only Gzeira. So he says, no. Dear Raisa Ella Do Raisa Bifarhesia or Kamaisa Shaya Vas in Hu Gazra Filibitsina. Now Mida Raisa the Gzera was only the halacha is only if it's done Bifarhesia. That's when we say a Jewish man is Baal and Avedis Kochavim, it's done Bifarhesia, you can go and Kanoim Pogimbo. The Gzera came along and asked a Filibitsina. Frak the Gemara, no, Bitsina Nami, Bezdino Shal Chashmonai Gazru. Even Bitsina was already an earlier Gzer from the times of the Chashmonaim. The Chiasra of Dimi Amr, Bezdino Shal Chashmonai Gazru, Yisrael Abal of Adiskavim, Chayiv Mishum Nashka, that a Jewish man that sleeps in Avediskavim is Chayiv Mishum Nashka. What does Nashka mean? So if you look at Rashi, Gazru Alein Mishum Nida, Trabanan, the Alfgav of Adiskavim, main dam Mitama Minatora, Nun is Nida, even though Midar Raisa, she doesn't have status of Tumas Nida. Mishum Shivcha, right? That's the Shin. Mishum of Vedus Kachavim Ki Ilu Mischatin Ba Derech Ishus. Mishum Eshes Ish. Debuulas Baal Yeshla and Lebnei Noach. So it says we were gozer that she's going to have a status of an Eshes Ish, even if she's only married through a non-Jewish marriage to a non-Jewish man. Still, it's an Isra of Eshes Ish. And mishum shivcha, that's the mishum aved kachavim. So you see that it's also included in the Yisra from the times of the Chashmonaim. Kiyasu Ravin Amar Nash Geis. He says nida shivcha aved kachavim and zona. That if he's a kohen, she has the status of a zona. So kigo says the Gemara no. Ki gazru bezin shal chashmonai bia avli yichud lo vasu in hu gazru afilu yichud. No, the gzera, you're right. To sleep with them, that was always us. So that was right from the times of the chashmonaim. But yichud wasn't included in the yisur. They came along and they were gozer even on yichud. So frak the gemara vaiter still yichunami bezinu shal David gazru. Yichud was from the bezin of David. Dam Rabbi Yehuda bosu shal gazru al yichud. The Rabbi Yehuda says that in that time they were gozer on yichud. Meaning, what was that time? At the time where David saw what happened with his own son and his own daughter, where Amnon and Tamar, where Amnon goes and he rapes Tamar when they were left alone, and he says if it's Snua, like Tamar can have something like this happen to her, it could happen to anybody. So he made a gzeira that you're not allowed to have yichud. Amri hasam yichud of Bas Yisrael, avil yichud of Azchavim lo. No, David only made a gzeira in yichud of Bas Yisrael, because Tamar was Bas Yisrael, but yichud with Noved Azchavim was not yet Aser. Va'asu in Hu, the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel got up and they made a gzeira, Gazra afilo al yichud of Azchavim, and they made a gzeira even on yichud of an Oved Zchavim, of a non-Jew. Frak the Gemara, Yichud Bas Yisrael Dar Raisa, Yichud of a Jew is a Dar Raisa. Don't tell me that was a Takan of David. Dom Rabbi Yochum, Shem Rosh Hamin, Yotzad, Remez, Yichud, Minat, Armi 9. Where do we see a Remez to Yichud from the Torah Shneemar? He is Sischa, Chicha, Beni, Mecha. Pasuk says, when your brother, the son of your mother, leads you astray. Why Dafka, the brother, the son of the mother? Vichy, Ben, Eim, Mesis, Ben, Av, Eino, Mesis. Why, can it not be the son of your father who leads you astray? El Ben, Misyachi, Demimo, Ve'in, Acher, Misyachi, Demkal, Araya, Shabbat Torah. When it comes to tell you by juxtaposing the words ben and imecha is to tell you that a ben and an aim are allowed to be alone together, but no one else is allowed to have yichud together. So you see that yichud is an isadar raisa. So says Gemara, yichud dar raisa deishas ish. Yeah, yichud is dar raisa, but only with an eishas ish. Va'asa David v'gazra afilu ayichud pnuya. And David came along with gozer even on yichud with a single girl. Va'asa talmidim beisham beisil gazra afilu ayichud davodus kachavim. And beisham beisil, the talmidim beisham beisil came along and there were gozer even on yichud of an Ovid Chavim. This Gemara is the one that is the main sugya of Yichud is at the very end of Maseches Kiddushin, and the Gemara over there quotes the same lashon. Remez the Yichud min haTorah minayin. So from that Gemara alone, people aren't sure. You wouldn't be certain that we're dealing with the Nisr d'Oraisa. The Gemara never labels it a Nisr d'Oraisa, and the term Remez makes it sound almost like it's an Asmachta. But in this Gemara, it's abundantly clear and obvious that Yichud with the Neshes Ish is in fact a d'Oraisa. That's the way the Gemara lays it out, that it's a Nisr d'Oraisa, and then David was gozer even on Yichud with a Pnuya. I always point out to my Talmidim that you think if you go over to your neighbor's house and they have a daughter your age, and let's say only she and her mother are home, who do you have the worst issue yichud with? It's worse that her mother's there than it is that she's there. At least, in terms of a yichud issue, that's the greater issue yichud, because that's an eshes ish, assuming it's not by the beir and you don't have any of those atarim. That's the yichud d'oraisa. Yichud with the penuya was a later takana of David HaMelech, and yichud with an avedus kochavim, which is why we have to worry with the housekeepers and everything else. We have to be careful about these things. Yichud with an avedus kochavim is aser from the Talmidim Beisham Beis Hillel. Okay, we've got to start chakras. 2 minutes early.
28. Yeah.